Today's shir is Masechta Pesachim Daf Samach Beis. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, the last words of the Amud, Ela Amar Rav Ashi. At the conclusion of yesterday's shir, the Gemara had quoted a machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rabba. If somebody shechted a Karban Pesach with the intent for the people who are registered on the Karban Pesach who had a proper bismillah, but the intention was that the Zrikas Adam should be done for Reilim. Machlokes Rav Chisda said that such a situation, the carbon is possible, and Rav said it's kosher. And the Gemara said that the Machlokes between Rav Chisda and Rabba was how to understand the Braisa, and that they each had their own interpretation of the Braisa. And then the Gemara said that it could be that Rav Ashi asked the question, that both of their interpretations is not correct. And certainly, if somebody had a machsheves orla during both the shechita or during the zrika, the halacha is that if there was only an intention for reilim during both of those, then the carbon is possible. It was mixes areilim, it will be kosher. But if that's the way we interpret the machloikis, then what is the basis? What is their machloikis, and what is the basis of their machloikis? Says the Gemara, Olam Rav Ashi, the machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rava is not if they had an improper machshava on a reilim bezrika. That means, if when they shechted the Karban Pesach, they had a mind to do zrika only for a reilim who were registered on this Karban Pesach, everybody would agree that Karban is a possible Karban. Rav Chisda Rabba, says the Gemara, arguing behind Krokim Mifugi. They were arguing regarding this situation. The Pasuk says, we've discussed in our previous shiurim, that if somebody has a machsheves, shinui bailim, to have in mind not the true owners of the Karban when they shech the Karban Pesach, the carbon is posel. And the pasuk says, "V'nirtzalav l'chapa olav," that you have to have in mind olav on somebody who owns the carbon. V'loy al chaveroi, that if you shechted the carbon pesach for someone else with the intention of someone else who's not an owner of the carbon pesach, the carbon is posel if that happened on erev pesach, because that is considered shinui bailam. Now says the rabbi says, when we speak about having a mind, someone else, who is that someone else? So says Rabba, that someone else has to be somebody who's similar to you, that is the proper owner of the Karban Pesach. Mahud Bakapara, the person that you have to have a mind is a person who the Karban Pesach could work for. That means the owner of the Karban Pesach, who is indeed obligated to bring Karban Pesach. The person who the machsheves psul has to be going on, the machsheves shini bailim, has to be somebody who is a qualified individual to bring a Karban Pesach. Lefuke hay oral, to exclude an oral who, as we have been discussing, la bakaparuhu, is not able to bring a Karban Pesach, is not able to participate in a Karban Pesach. Rav Chisda Sava, Rav Chisda's opinion is that hay oral nami, that even when we speak about an oral, kivin de bach yuvahi, he is a potential obligated in the Karban Pesach. Kivin de bach yuvahu, he's obligated in the Karban Pesach, and he's also considered a bakapara, somebody that can have the Karban Pesach brought for him. Aye, he has an orla, says the Gemara, hoyal di boy misakin guf nafshe, he could have a bris mila, and since he could have a bris mila, then he would be able to have a, then he would be not an oral. So even though currently he is an oral, he's still considered enough similar to the person who brought the Karban Pesach. So the question is that we learned in yesterday's shir that who is the oral that we're speaking about? We're speaking according to Rashi about an oral who's mesu echav machos mila. They didn't have a bris because they have a disease. So how could we say that it could potentially have a bris? So the answer that most give is that the Gemara says in Masechta Yevamos, that there was an individual whose two brothers passed away by the Mila, and Reb Nosson told him, wait at Sheiv La'adam, until we see that his blood is settled, absorbed in the system, then you could have a bris. So even though he's an individual who is Meso Echav Machmas Mila, he can have a bris and ultimately when his health improves. Or, the Marsham explains, indeed, maybe he shouldn't have a bris mila because he has this medical condition. But if he does have the bris mila, so then he will be considered no longer an oral. That is enough for him to be considered koil, that he potentially could have a bris. The Stipler, however, says that Agmar, especially according to the opinion of Tosfos, that we're referring to a person not the mesu achmas machos mila, but just that he didn't have a bris because he's scared of a bris, and then he could overcome his fear and have the bris. So now the question is, what about an individual who we shech the karmen, we do the zrikas adam, not because he didn't have a bris, he's an oral, but because he's a choyla or a zaken? Would Rav Chisda say the same svara? So the Rav Chaim Briska and the Migdash David say there, Rav Chisda would agree that you can't say Hoyle, because since there's nothing, they unfortunately cannot eat a kazayas of meat, and there's nothing in their ability to make them able to eat a kazayas, even if Chizda would agree, we don't say Hoyle. The Tzlach disagree. The Tzlach says that a person who can't eat could push himself to eat, and therefore even by somebody who's a Hoyle or a Zokin, we could say the same Hoyle. But what happened here in the Gemara is Rav Chisda says that why is an oral considered similar to the person who is the real owner and able to bring the Karm Pesach? Hoyle, because he can make himself a bris. Ask the Gemara, Umi Yisle Rav Chisda Hoyle? Does Rav Chisda subscribe to the concept of Hoyle? Vitmar, we learned, the Gemara said, Ha'oifim Yontel Hoyle, if somebody cooks on Yontel for a weekday, Rav Chisda Amaloika, Rav Chisda says he gets Malkus because he was Mechal Yontif. Rava says Ein Aloika. Rava says that he didn't eat, that he doesn't get Malkus. And of course, we're referring to a situation where the person doesn't need the food. If the person needs the food, of course, he's allowed to cook on Yontif. And we learned the explanation of this Mechalikus. Rava Ma Ein Aloika, Amina Hoyov Mikli Ochim, there's always a potential that guests may show up, and he'll serve them that food. So even though right now the guests haven't come, since he potentially could have the guest, that's why he's lucky. But as we explained, Tosfos said this on Daf Mem Vavam Beis, the very Maskil Rabbah, it has to be a case where I'm cooking and guests will be able to eat from the food that I cooked today on Yontif. If I'm going to be cooking late in the day, that there's no way that the guests could eat that food, there we can't say hoyel. Furthermore, there's a very bechidish from the Mashal that Rava only said the concept of hoyel in those days that it was common that people should have guests. So since it's common that he should get that he has guests, we apply the concept of hoyel. But nowadays, this is what the Mashal says, where it's not so common that people should have guests, even Rabba would agree that we don't say hoyle. We also discussed what happens according to Rav Chisda, that we don't say hoyle if guests ultimately came. The halacha is, the Meiri says, that we would, that l'mafreya, retroactively, we would say that what he cooked was l'tzarech yontif, is l'tzarech for these guests, and it's mutter. When we speak about cooking, baking on Yontif, or doing malacha on Yontif, there are two distinct rules that we have to think about. One is the rule of mitoich. Mitoich says, mitoich shehotru letzorich, hotru nami shloi letzorich. Anything that can be done with tzorich echel nefesh can be done even shloi letzorich echel nefesh. Hoyel, as we've been saying, speaks to a different concept. Hoyel says that even though I shouldn't be allowed to cook, I'm going to be cooking because maybe guests would show up. So the question is, if there's a rule, asked the Maram Chalava, if there's a rule of Metoich Shotra L'Tzarech, Hotra Nami Shloi L'Tzarech, that once a malach is mutter, I'm allowed to do it, so why do I have to say Hoyel if we have the concept of Metoich? So the Maram Chalava says, and he quotes a Tosfos that says that we only apply the concept of Matoich Shotru L'Tzoyruch, Hotri Namish Loy L'Tzoyruch, means it may not be a Tzoyruch Eichel Nefesh, but there has to be a need. To do a Malach on Yontif that I have no need for on Yontif, there you can't rely on the Heta Mitoich. So here where the person is cooking, but he doesn't need the food on Yontif, we have to rely on the concept of Hoyle. There are, however, Rishonim that suggest that the entire concept of Hoyle was only introduced according to Beis Shammai, who does not subscribe to the concept of Metoich Shehotru L'Tzoyruch, Hotru Namish Loy L'Tzoyruch. But according to Beis Hillel, we don't have to rely on Hoyle. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, Drabba, Drabba. So the question is, if Rabbi subscribes to the concept of Hoyle, why in our Gemara did Rabbi say if you shecht it for an oral, since he's not Dumya, he's not similar to the person who is part of the Korban Pesach, but we should say he is similar. Hoyle, because he could bring a car, he could make himself into a mole. Answers the Gemara, Hachem Chosamaisa. An oral to become someone who has a milah requires, and as Tosfos explains, a significant act. Hosam, guest coming, does not require loy mechusamaisa, and therefore there we say hoyel, says Rabbah, and here we don't. But ask the Gemara, by the case of cooking yontif, Rav Chisda did not accept the concept of hoyel. And now Gemara he is. Erel de Rav Chisda, ad Rav Chisda kasha. How do we reconcile the opinion of Rav Chisda? Amri answers the Gemara, Chiles later of Chizda Hoyol, when does Rav Chizda not agree with the concept of Hoyol? Lekula. We want to cook on Yontif based on the concept of Hoyol. Rav Chizda says we can't. Lechumra, but in our Gemara, by applying the concept of Hoyol, we're saying that the carbon will be posel. There, he subscribes to the concept of Hoyol. But there's a very big question that the Rishonim discuss. That turns out, Rav Chisda doesn't accept the concept of Hoyle. And because he doesn't accept the concept of Hoyle, the carbon should really be kosher. By using the concept of Hoyle, the carbon becomes possible. But that means it's only possible with Rabbanim. What is this person whose carbon became possible going to do? He's going to bring another carbon. Since he's going to bring another carbon, but if he's really Midaraisa and not obligated to bring another carbon, wouldn't that be considered a chulin b'azara? If I'm not allowed to bring a carbon, I bring it to the azara, how could I bring it? That's not a chumrah. It's a chumrah the asal day kulahu. And because it is, the achroinim suggest that when Rav Chisda, when Al Gemara says that Rav Chisda subscribes to the concept of hoyel l'chumrah, it's not just that he subscribes to that concept midrabanan. He holds midaraisa. We could accept the concept of hoyel to make the carbon possum of the raisa. And therefore, when another carbon will be brought, it will not be considered as if it was brought chulin ba'azara. In our previous shiur, as we discussed the situation of somebody having in mind la'reilim, somebody having in mind la'tameim, the Gemara wanted to learn, and do we have to have that you only had in mind la'reilim, all the people you had in mind were oral, or some of them. The Gemara wanted to learn the halacha of Orla from Tumah and says, just like by Tumah, if you did not have in mind only Tumayim, the carbon would not become disqualified. So the Gemara wanted to suggest the same thing should be by error. The Braisa wanted to suggest that so too should be the halacha by Orla. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Amma le'maz, which brother of Ramari Lervina, Ketani, we learned in the Braisa, however, Arla Pacellus, having in mind a Raelim disqualifies the carbon, but Tumma Pacellus, and Tumma Pacellus disqualifies the carbon. Ma Tumma Lai Asaba mixes Tumma Kakala Tumma. By Tumma, and the Gemara is going to focus on this line extensively now, it's only if it's Kulai Tumma is it possible. Af Arla Lai Asaba mixes Arla Kakala Arla, and unless you only had in mind a Raelim, the carbon will not be Tumma. Ask the Gemara, Hai Tumah Hechidami, exactly what type of Tumah are we talking about? It says the Gemara, Ilayim of Tumah Skavri, that we're speaking about that the people whom the Kohen had in mind when he brought the Korban Pesach were Tumayim. Mai Loi Asaba Mixus Tumah Dekal Tumah. How do we understand that line? Deika, You have amongst the members who are supposed to bring this Korban Pesach, four or five of them are Tamei. V'arba v'chamish gavri, the light. And four or five of the owners and the registered members of this Korban Pesach are tahor. The halacha is, if the Kohen, when he brought this Korban Pesach, had in mind all of these individuals, like paslei tameim l'tayrim, the fact that he had in mind people who are tamei doesn't disqualify the Korban. And therefore, the Gemara, the Brice extended, the gabe arla nami haloi pasli. So too will be the halacha by arla. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, lemulim v'larelim, if the Kohen had in mind both people who are mulim and people who are arelim when he brought the Korban Pesach, kosher. The Korban Pesach would be kosher. Says the Gemara, and we're learning tumah from Orla. But ask the Gemara, maishna tumah de pshitalei? Why by tumah was it obvious to the Gemara that as long as you, as the Kohen also had in mind people who are tohar, the Korban would remain kosher? Or maishna Orla de mesapklei? And why by Orla was there a question that we needed to learn the halacha of Orla from Tumah? Ella, says the Gemara, the way to understand the Braisa is Betumas Basar, that the meat became Tamei. And what does the Braisa mean when it said the statement, if one of the organs of this Korban Pesach that's not connected, obviously, to the rest of the animal became Tamei, Hide it me. The organ that became Tamei, Sarfinale, must be destroyed. Vida Chachlinale. And the rest of the Korban may be eaten. And we don't say just because part of the Korban is Tamei, that should affect the rest of the Korban. But my Kumta, so how are we explaining that Braisa? But Tumas Basar. That we're learning the halacha of Tumas Orla from Orla from Basar. But Amos Sefer, let's continue learning the Braisa. The Braisa said that maybe it would be preferable to learn the halacha of Orla from Pigel, from a Machsheves Chutz L'Zmanoi, versus learning it from Tumah. Because Dor and Dovish Einan Noig B'chol HaZvachim, Orla doesn't apply by all Kabbonis, but Dovish Einan Noig B'chol HaZvachim, Psul Tumah doesn't apply by all Kabbonis, V'ayicheich Zman, let's not learn from Machsheves Chutz L'Zmanoi, Shanoi B'chol HaZvachim that applies by all Kabbonis. Pigel is a disqualification by all Kabbonis. Now ask the Gemara, my Tumah. So what does the Braisa mean when it says Tumah? Inem et Tumas Basar, it was saying that's Tumas Basar, so the statement the Braisa just made is incorrect. Why did the Braisa say, am I in a noy b'kol hazvachim? Why did the Braisa say that this is an issue that doesn't apply by all Kabbonis? A carbon that becomes possible, any carbon that becomes possible becomes totally disqualified. El Pshita, what must it be speaking about? But Tumas Gavri. It's talking about the people become tamei. And what does it mean? Ein anoy b'chol hazvachim. Dila b'chol hazvachim. By all kabbonis, the halacha is oral v'tamei, m'shachin kabbonisayim. A person who's oral or tamei could send his carbon. Vila v'pesach, oral v'tamei, ein m'shachin p'scheim. And that's why it makes sense, the Braisa wanted to suggest, that we should learn oral from tamei. So ask the Gemara. Now this Braisa is difficult to understand. Reisha b'tumas basar. So we're going to say that the beginning of the Braisa, when it spoke about tumah, it meant tumas basar. And the Sefer, when it speaks about tumah, it's talking about tumas gavri. Shouldn't the Reisha and Sefer be talking about the same type of tumah? I'm like, no, that's the way to understand the Braisa. It's not the same tumah. The Reisha is about tumas basar. The Sefer is about tumas gavri. Since it's all tumah, we can learn it, even though it's not the exact same situation. So here our Gemara just taught us that somebody who's oral or tamei could send their carbon besides by a Korban Pesach. But the question is that we know that the halacha is that when you bring a carbon, you have to do smicha. And if somebody is tamei, they can't enter the azara to do the smicha. So how can we say that somebody who's tamei could bring the carbon? So there's two answers that the Rishonim suggest. One is we're talking about kabbonis that come from birds. A carbon that comes from a bird doesn't require smicha. Another teretz that they suggest is what's the halacha if somebody who can't do smicha? The halacha is if somebody can't do smicha, then they're not required to do smicha. A person who is oral or tamei, they're in the same category that smicha is not a reason not to bring a carbon. Vibay Seima, Seifa is also talking about Tumas Basar. What does the statement when the Brisa means She'ena Noi B'Kolas Vachim? What does it say that oral and Tumah only apply by Pesach and not by all other Kabbanas? Dila B'Kolas Vachim, by all Kabbanas, Bein Shenit V'Chelev U'Basar Kayim. Whether if the Chelev became Tumay, but the meat is fine, or Bein Shenit Ma'Basar V'Chelev Kayim, or if the meat became Tumay, but the Chelev is fine, the Halacha is Zorik is Adam. The Halacha is that we could do Zrikas Adam, which as we've learned so many times, is the critical part of the kapara of the carbon. But Pesach, nitma chel v'basa kayim, Zrikas Adam, nitma basa v'chel kayim, ena Zrikas Adam, because as we keep on learning, the whole purpose of the carbon Pesach is to eat. And if there wouldn't be any meat, then there's no purpose in bringing that carbon Pesach. So we find a unique attribute to Tumah that is by Karman Pesach that doesn't apply by all Kabbanas, and Orla is the same. So says the Gemara, B'maya Kimta, similar question to what we had before. So how we explain the Brisa's beginning, but Tumas Basar. Ema Sefer. But let's continue learning the Brisa, that the Tana continued in saying that we perhaps should not learn Orla from Tumah. So Don Dovish Lahutta Meklala. There's never an exception that an oral should bring a Karm Pesach. Midovish lahut meklala from Machsheves Pigel. The halacha is that a Machsheves Pigel disqualifies every carbon every time. Versus Val Techir Tumah, because Tumah has this leniency, Shrehutra beklala. Sometimes Tumah, we can bring the carbon. But my, ask the Gemara, when could a Karm Pesach be brought to Tumah? Elema, if you can suggest betumas basar, that if the meat of the carbon got tamei, we could still make it into a kosher carbon. Ask the Gemara, heichi hutra, where is there ever such a situation that the meat became tamei and we could still use it for a kosher carbon Pesach? El pshita, what is the case? Betumas gavri, that if the person is tamei, the heichi hutra meklala, what does it mean that if the tamei, you could still bring the carbon Pesach? The special rule that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem on Daf Ayin Vov Amabeis, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that if most of the Tzibur are Tameh, we could bring the Karman Pesach under those circumstances. But ask the Gemara, so now we have the same question. The way we explained Tumah at the beginning of the Brisa, we said it was talking about Tumas Basar. And the Sefer of the Brisa, when we speak about Tumah, we say it's talking about Tumas Gavra. So ask the Gemara, Reisha b'Tumas Basar, the Sefer b'Tumas Gavri, how are we to understand the Brisa? Answers the Gemara, in. That isn't a problem, because as long as we're on the subject of Tumah, Shem Tumah Kaparach, the Gemara is asking, is Tumah and Oral the same or not? Vibay Seima? No. The Reish is talking about Tumas Basar, and the Sefer is also talking about Tumas Basar. Kula b'Tumas Basar. Aye, the Heicha Hutra Tumah, Heicha Hutra, where do we find that you could bring a carbon and the meat is Tameh? But Tumas Pesach. The Tanan, the Mishnah says, Pesach Abba b'Tumah, Pesach that's brought b'Tumah, the Halacha is Nechel b'Tumah. Not only do you bring a b'Tumah, but you can eat b'Tumah. Shloibar metchilasoi, the entire purpose of bringing the Karm Pesach is elalachila, in order that we should be able to eat the Karm Pesach. And therefore, when the Torah HaKadosh said, the halacha that we mentioned a moment ago, of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, it doesn't only mean Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that we could bring the Karm Pesach when most of the Tzibur is Tameh, but the halacha is that when most of the Tzibur is Tameh, then even allowed to eat the Karm Pesach under those circumstances. There's a very interesting discussion in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. What is the halacha when the Karm Pesach was brought by Tumah? Are you allowed to eat only kazayis, the minimum amount that you have to eat to be mekayim mitzvahs achilas Karm Pesach? Or could you eat as much, once the Torah says, as we just learned, that you could eat, that you could bring a Karm Pesach by Tumah and eat it by Tumah, you could eat as much as you want. The Shagas Aryeh says that the Pasuk says, so he wants to bring that you have from that pasuk. He wants to bring a raya that you could eat the entire carbon. He says the Gemara Masechta Zvachim Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Beis asks that there's a din, as we just learned, that you have to eat the Korban Pesach. There's also a rule, Vatsem Loisish Bruboy. You may not break a bone in the Korban Pesach. So if the Gemara asks that the mitzvah of eating Korban Pesach, the mitzvah say of eating Korban Pesach, should be doiched the loisa say that one may not break a bone of the Korban Pesach. Ask the Shagas Aryeh if you're going to say that the entire chiyuv of eating the Korban Pesach is a kazayas, so why would I need to break a bone? Why would I need to break a bone? You could eat a kazayas without breaking a bone. It must be that there's a mitzvah to eat every drop of the Korban Pesach, and therefore, since there's a mitzvah to eat every drop of the Korban Pesach, that's why the Gemara suggests maybe that should supersede the lav of breaking even one bone. So we see from here, according to the Shagas Aryeh, that when somebody's tummy and he's eating the Korban Pesach, he doesn't need to limit himself just to eat a kazayas, he could eat as much as he wants. The Michas Chinuch disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh. He says the entire mitzvah to eat from the Korban Pesach is only kazayas. How do we understand that Gemara? So if there's no mitzvah to eat more than kazayas, why should I have a havamina that I should be allowed to break a bone? He says the Gemara's consideration is a different situation. One is Baal Tatziru. We're not allowed to have anything left over from the Korban Pesach. Or he suggests that we're speaking about a situation where there are many people registered on the Korban Pesach. And if I won't break a bone, I won't be able to get a kazayis, which of course the Michas Chinuch agrees, to everybody. So it turns out that according to Shagas Aryeh, every kazayis, every drop of meat you eat from the korban, you get a mitzvah. And therefore, if the Torah says that when tzibur is tameh, they may eat from the korban Pesach, they may eat as much as they want, according to Michas Chinuch, they could only eat a kazayis. But the Mekrai Kodesh wants to suggest that even according to Michas Chinuch, that doesn't allow when it's a situation of tumah hutra b'tzibur to eat as much of the korban Pesach as you want, he won't limit it to a kazayis. The Michas Chinuch will agree that you could eat a kebeya, because he quotes the Rambam in Hilchas Korban Pesach, Perek Ches Halacha Chei, that says that the mitzvah to eat Korban Pesach is a chilas soiva, a satiating eating. A kazayis, although it's considered an achila, is not considered an achila soiva. And the Michas Chinuch will agree that the right way to eat the Korban Pesach is an achila soiva. So if the right way to eat the Korban Pesach will be an achila soiva, even the person who's tamei, who are only allowing to eat a minimal amount of the Korban Pesach, it won't be limited to kazayis, it could be kabeya. We learned at the beginning about Shia today. The Rav Ashi explained in the opinion of Rav Chisda that if somebody brings a Korban Pesach for a Reilim, the halacha is that even though that's considered Shini Bailim, we learned at the beginning of the Shir that when you have a Machsheva Shini Bailim, it has to be similar to the real Bailim. And the real Bailim are people who are not a Reilim. And are oral can't eat from the Korban Pesach. So Rav Chisda, as we learned in Amud Aleph, apply the concept of Hoyel L'chumra. Ask the Gemara, Moser of Hunabere de Rishua. The Braisa teaches us, HaPesach Sh'over Shonosoi, a Korban Pesach that's over a year old, and therefore becomes disqualified, and therefore somebody brought a different Korban Pesach. It's interesting, the Rashi Divrei Maskul Sh'ovra says that what's the case? That the Korban Pesach was born last year before Erev Pesach. What's Rashi, before Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Why does Rashi have to come up with that case? So I saw that the Yavetz explains, because we know that the solar year is 365 days. The lunar year is 354 days. But when we count a year for an animal, we follow the solar year. So if the animal was born last year, Erev Pesach, this year, Erev Pesach, is only, unless it's a leap year, is only within 354 days. That animal would not have been disqualified. We're speaking about a situation where the animal was born 14 days before Erev Pesach. It was born before Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and therefore, that's the case where the animal is too old and it's disqualified. I also saw that the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis teaches us that when a person leaves the world and he comes to the Olam Emes to give a Din V'Cheshbon, one of the questions that he's asked, the Gemara says, is Tzipisa LeYeshua. Did you wait for Mashiach? But I saw a beautiful pshat. It's not, we all wait, we all hope for Mashiach. Tzipisa LeYeshua means to show that you did things that you're hoping for Mashiach. So when you have an animal born, and you mark down how old that the date of that animal, to know that a mitzvah Shem, Mashiach is coming, Meheru Yemenu, or going to bring the coming Pesach, and you're keeping track, is the animal not too old or is too old, that is showing that you really believe Mashiach is coming. And that is the individual who showed that Tzipisa LeYeshua, that he truly was waiting for Mashiach. So the Braisa teaches us, HaPesach Shavar Shonasoi, that it's over a year old, and you shechted it on Erev Pesach after Chatzos, l'shmo, and having in mind that it should be a Korban Pesach, or that you have a Korban, which is a Korban Oilo, a Korban Shlomim, and you had in mind that it should be a Korban Pesach, if you did this b'zmanoi, on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Rebbe Lezer says that it's possible, because he says that any Korban that was processed on Erev Pesach at after Chatzos, if it's not done properly, is possible. Rabbi Shua Machshir, because Rabbi Shua says that this is different, no different than every other halacha that we know, that a carbon that's brought Shaloi Lishma is kosher. But Rav Huna makes a point. Tama Bezmanoi, when does Rabbi Lezer say that it would be an issue? If you shechted a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Hashloi Bezmanoi, if it would be in other time, the halacha would be, they would be kosher. Now, why? Why should we say it's kosher? Why don't we say hoil? Why don't we say that if you would have brought it in the right time, it's possible? Hoil bezmanoi possible. We should apply the concept of hoil and say shloi bezmanoi, it's also possible. Because potentially, I brought this carbon, Erev Pesach, I brought this carbon all year round, but potentially, I could have brought an Erev Pesach. And since I could potentially bring an Erev Pesach, and if I would have done that at that time, if I would have brought a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, it's possible that if I apply Hoyle, I should say that here too it's possible. Amar Papa, to which Rav Papa responds, Shani Hassam, regarding the halacha, that if somebody brought a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, Rav Chisda will agree that we don't apply the concept of Hoyle. Domakra, because the pasuk says, "V'amatim zevach pesach hu l'Hashem." Who? Be'av Yosef. The Korban Pesach should be brought l'shma. Loi hu l'shem acherim. The Korban Pesach should not be brought and thinking that it's a different carbon. V'loi acherim, nor another carbon should be brought l'shma, having in mind that it's a Korban Pesach. But when was this said? The pasuk said, "Bizmanoi." The pasuk is referring to Erev Pesach in the afternoon. That's when, if you brought the carbon Pesach shloi l'shma, as we've been discussing, the carbon will become pasul. That's why then acherim psum l'shmoi. If you bring a carbon shlomim, a carbon oyle l'shem Pesach, it will be pasul. It will be pasul. But when is the pasuk talking about? The pasuk is strictly speaking about Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Shloi b'zmanoi, any other time of the year. Shu kash l'shem acherim, as we've discussed a number of times, a Pesach, Korban Pesach that's brought shloi l'shma on Erev Pesach, as we just learned the pasuk, is a disqualified carbon. A Korban Pesach that's brought shloi l'shma all year round, not only is it not disqualified, it's perfect, because that's what you should be doing the Korban Pesach. And therefore, just like the rest of the year, when you bring a Korban Pesach shloi l'shma, any time besides Erev Pesach in the afternoon, the carbon is kosher. So too, the rest of the acherim, that if you bring a carbon shlomim, a carbon oila, l'shma, when having in mind carbon Pesach, the carbon will also be kosher, and we will not apply the concept of hoil. Again, according to the pshat that we said earlier in the shir, that hoil is a concept of midaraisa, the Gemara is very gishmak. Here, the Gemara says, we don't say hoil. The pasuk says, the pasuk gives us parameters when we say Hoyl and when we don't say Hoyl. Because if Hoyl were only a Drabanan, maybe we should apply it l'chumra. Says the Gemara, Rav Simloi Osl Kameid Rav Yochanan. Rav Simloi came to Rav Yochanan, Amalei, and he asked him, Nisli ma Sefer Yochanan, please teach me Sefer Yochanan. Sefer Yochanan were the medrash on Sefer Divrei Hayomim. Amalei, so Rav Yochanan said to Rav Simloi, Mehechan at, where do you live? Amalei mi Lod. He says, I live from Lod. Vehechem, I come from Lod. And then he asked, Vehechem Asavach, you come from the city of Lod, and where do you actually live? He says, I live in Adar. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Ein nidoinim, we don't teach Sefer Yochsin, loy leludim, loy lenadoim. We don't teach it to those people, not from Lod and not from Adar, because we teach this medrash, which speaks about the yichus of Klal Yisrael, only to individuals in Klal Yisrael who are miyuchasim. And the people of Ludim and the people of Naradoim are not miyuchasim. So therefore, Koshken at, certainly you, that you come from Lud and Mosavach ben Adar, so we have two good reasons not to teach him, not to teach you the halacha of the Medrash on Sefer Dovrei Hayomim. Another pshat that I saw, it has nothing to do with Yichus necessarily. It has to do that there were very important Medrashim and halachas that are deep to understand. There's a pshat that Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal offered. And we only could teach such Divrei Torah to people who we know can understand them and people that will not misunderstand them. And you and people from Lud and from Nador, we don't have confidence, will treat this and understand these Midrashim properly. Kafya, so Rabbi Simloi did not take no for an answer. For Arze, until he got Rabbi Yochanan to teach him these Sefer Yochsin. Amalei, and now Rabbi Simloi says to Rabbi Yochanan, Nisli betlasi yarchi, let me, please teach it to me within 3 months. Shokel kala, so Rabbi Yochanan picked up a piece of earth and pasuk bay and threw it at him. Vamalei, Oma Bruria devisa de Rameya. Bruria, who was Rameya's wife, and she was Barte de Rabbi Chananya ben Trajan. The Tanya, Tlas Shmatz Meir Shlatz B'Yoyma. She used to learn 300 new halachas every day. Mitlas Meir Rapsa, from 300 different Rabbonim. And as the Spenya Yoda explains, that she wanted to learn from so many different Magide Shurim to get everybody's perspective in Torah. The Filahacha, and even though so, she was obviously very great and very smart. It took her 3 years to learn Sefer Yochsin. Vat Amrit, and you want to learn it betlosi yarchi, you want to teach learn it in 3 months. Kishakov Ozel, so says the Gemara, as he was leaving, Amalei Rebbe, Ma Bein Lishmoy Shaloi Lishma, what's the difference by Karim Pesach when it was brought Lishma and was brought Shaloi Lishma? What we learned and Daf Nun Tes, that if you have a mixed machshava of Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, the carbon is possible. Whereas in the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph, we learned that if there's a mixture of La'ichlov and Shaloi La'ichlov, if you have a mixed machshava La'ichlov and Shaloi La'ichlov, it's kosher. Amalei, Hoyal Vetsuva Rabbanat, since it's clear that you are a Talmud Chacham, Tamve Emelach, I will explain to you the difference. Lishma v'shloi lishma is a psul begufoy. It speaks to the carbon itself. V'shloi v'shloichlov v'shloi loichlov doesn't speak to the carbon itself. Ein psul begufoy. It speaks to the external owners of the carbon. Lishma v'shloi lishma yef shlavar esura. When you bring a carbon shloi lishma and lishma, we can't identify which part of the carbon is good and which part is not, because the machshava is by the shechita. And as we've discussed previously, the shechita of a carbon affects the entire carbon. Whereas l'oichlev shloi lachlev is done for different people. And I could say this piece of meat is for this individual, and this piece of meat is for that individual. So that's why efshalavar is surah. L'shma v'shloi l'shma, the psul of l'shma and shloi l'shma, could take place by any of the arba avoidus shchita kabbalah halacha v'zrika. And all of a machshav of shloi l'shma doing any one of those four avoidus disqualifies the karba. La'ichlov, v'shloi la'ichlov. Whereas a machshava of oichlov and shloi la'ichlov, as we discussed, is ena b'shar avoidus could only take place during the of shchita. L'shma v'shloi l'shma yesh da b'tzibur b'kriyachid. The machshava l'shma v'shloi l'shma could also be by a carbon tzibur. If the tzibur was bringing one type of carbon and the kohen had a mind a different type of carbon, whereas la'ichlov v'shloi la'ichlov ena b'tzibur b'kriyachid, because the only time we could have a machshavas achila is by a carbon which is meant primarily for eating. The only carbon that is in that category is a carbon pesach. But the carbon pesach is not a carbon tzibur, or it's not really a carbon tzibur, because it's brought by every yachid individually. Rav Ashi says that although the Gemara identified four differences between the machshavas lishma and lishloi lishma versus loichlov and shloi lechlov, they're not necessarily four. Psula begoyfoy v'yef shalavari sura. Those two points really chadam milsehi are one and the same. The matam amu psula begufoy. Why is it called psula begufoy? It's not a psul in the guf. There's nothing wrong with the actual carbon, as we mentioned previously when the Gemara made this point. It's a machshava, and so too is shloi loichlov a machshava. What is it meant when it said psula gufoy? What it meant was the efshali vary surai. You can't identify by shloi lishma v'lishma on what part of the carbon are we speaking about. But by oichlov we could identify this kazayas is for this person and that kazayas is for another person. Amar Rami bar Yehuda Marav, Mayoyim shenigna sefer yoksim. From the time that the sefer yoksim was concealed. And again, if we follow the pshat of Rabbi Yoshev, that the Sefer Yochsin has in it Soidos HaTorah, we can understand why it was concealed. Toshish Koichach Shochamim. The Talmidei Chachamim are not on the same Madrega. The Kar Maraneh. We lost such an important and wonderful limud that affected all of Klal Yisrael. Amar Zutra, Ben Otzel L'Otzel. The Gemara shows us how great the Sefer Yochsin was. The Pasuk in Divrei Yomim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches, Perek Lamed Ches, says Lo'otzel Shisha Bodim. And then, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Mem Dalid, the word Otzel is also used. The Pasuk says, Eilu B'nei Otzel. And they turn to Inu, Abimeis Sar Gamli D'Darsha. They, in Sefer Yochsin, they had so many drushes on that amount of psukim, parakim, and divrei yomim, that you could fill up 400 camels to carry all of those drushes. That's how great the Sefer was, and that's how deep and how much drusha of Torah there was in this Sefer Yochsin.